Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of this conversation that we're having, Pastor Chatfield and myself, regarding the comparisons of history. Like you say, 1914, World War One, 1939, what happened in Europe dealing with Hitler and the Jews. And now, even during the news break, did you happen to hear that Marjorie Taylor Greene, conservative Christian woman, congresswoman from Georgia, introduced a resolution of censure of Rashida Tlaib, the Palestinian Muslim from Detroit, and all of the things that she's been radically saying in public, not holding back? It's her rhetoric, I believe, that is fueling a lot of these college campuses here in the United States, these protests, these absolutely uninformed, uneducated young people being manipulated by professors that buy into basically all of her garbage. And it's now starting to show up in college campuses. It's starting to show up. Did you see the one high school that they had high school protesters doing the exact same thing against Israel? I mean, this is going viral, Pastor Jeffield, whether we like it or not.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. Let me just give you a on this subject. I'm sure you probably do not know, but the Visigoths, the Vandals, the Angles, the Saxons, the Jutes, the Huns. Listen, throughout history, especially what I was reading, the Vandals, the Angles, the Saxons, the Jutes, the countries have been invaded and reinvaded for centuries. I read something online this week about the whole notion of the Palestinian people, in which the truth of the matter is there's really no such thing as the Palestinian people. It's never been a country. Now, they've tried to say that they're taking away our land, our people, but it was always controlled by somebody else, not the Palestinians. Sometimes it was the Egyptians, sometimes it was the Jordanians, the Ottoman Turks. It has been controlled. You can go all the way. I can walk you all the way back in history.
Look at the time of Jesus and the Romans.
Controlled by the Romans. Before that, it was the Greeks. And before that, it was the Persians. And before that, it was the Babylonians. And before that, it was the Assyrians. And before that, it was Israel itself. And before that, it was the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Philistines. Here's a point, just a general point of history. Borders are made by war. That's the history of the entire world. Right. I'm here in northern Michigan. Is this Ottawa, Chippewa,
no,
Potawatomi? They're all the different tribes. I mean, the Indian tribes that were here in America and Michigan.
Right.
Before us, all fought each other, and they would vie for dominance. That happened, and so the same people that are saying that Israel is an imperialistic nation, they're committing a genocide on the Philistine people. Which,
right,
by the way, the word Palestine comes from the word Philistine, the Philistines, where this whole Gaza Strip is the area where Goliath of Gath was. Those five cities of the Philistines and the Palestinians, that's the same area. They go back thousands of years. It goes back thousands of years. The point I'm making here is somebody took over something. Whether you're talking about England, you can talk about Italy, the Latins were one of the original people there, and there's also but they were taken over by this set and taken over by that set. It goes on and on and on in history. The same people that are saying that Israel is committing genocide and is the Zionists have taken the Palestinians land are the same people are that are saying that that the United States of America is illegitimate because this was Indian land and the whole thing was stolen by the Europeans. You know, and all right, there is a measure of truth in that. There's a measure of truth in that. Did we break treaties? Yes, we did. Did the European, the English Europeans especially, did they win the French Indian War when the French and the Indians teamed up against the Americans and the English? Yes. The Americans and the English won, and North America would be dominated by the English-speaking Americans, and the Indians would be, you could become an American, or you could be, you might be reserved, you might have to go to a reservation. Was there a lot of bad things happen? Yes, yes. The Trail of Tears of the Cherokee Indians. When Jackson forced them to march across the country, a lot of people died. Shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have done that. So there's, but, so, yes, there's been atrocities. That should not have happened. But it has happened around the world. That's world history.
Since the beginning of time.
Since the beginning. Somebody has killed somebody for something constantly. Now, I'm not justifying anything America has done.
No. And we're not doing that. Absolutely. And like you brought up the 1619 and that whole belief that, you know, we were built, you know, on a foundation of slavery and abusing people of color, you know, and slaves built the White House. How can you even go to the White House when that was built with slaves? We have paid the price. The blood that was spilt during the Civil War paid that price. We got rid of slavery. We got rid of it. We are no longer that country. But right. Yet they want to continue to push that narrative because, well, if it was built on that foundation, then you should tear down the White House. It should be eliminated. You should bring in bulldozers, and you should absolutely excavate it off of the face of the earth.
Exactly right. And that's why they're tearing down all our statues.
Yes, they are.
That's the whole leftist
narrative,
way they're looking at
it. But see, if you destroy your history, you're doomed to repeat it. And that's exactly what these people are doing. They're the ones putting us right back in 1939 mode.
And they're exaggerating it and making it false. Now,
what was Hitler or his communications director? What was the saying? Tell a big enough lie long enough, people will start to believe it as truth.
Sure. And so what they were saying in Europe was the international Jewish bankers are not going to lead Europe into another war. Your time of dominating Europe, Jew, is over. Now, by the way, there are people now in our movement, the conservative constitutional movement, that have bought into that narrative. Hmm. Somebody that doesn't necessarily believe this, but he had this book written by E. Michael Jones. He gave it to me this week, and I looked it over for an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, reading portions of it. And the name of the book is The Holocaust Narrative, and I don't buy it. I'm not convinced. I'm not buying it. Basically, what he's saying is that the narrative of the Holocaust is so greatly exaggerated that it is fundamentally not true. Now, he's not denying that there was concentration camps, and he's not denying that Jews were killed, but he is denying that the Jews were treated any worse than anybody else, and that it was that Hitler and the Nazis were trying to commit genocide, which is, well, Pastor Chaffel, can you destroy that, what they're saying, the Holocaust deniers? I can't spend the rest of my life coming up with primary sources to knock that down, but I do knock it down. I mean, I've seen the films. I've spent, okay, believe me or not, hundreds of hours studying this.
Yep.
Hundreds. And I'm convinced that the Holocaust was real. It was terrible. And Germany got what they deserved. Yeah, well, yep. What about, you know, what about the firebombing? What about, you know, so we're now questioning everything in our history. Listen, what happened on October 7th was evil. It was by Hamas. Israel has, as any country, a fundamental right to defend itself, but especially Israel, in which God said, I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. I want America to stay on Israel's side. That does not mean everything Israel does is good. And obviously Israel has their own sin and their own immorality. You know, there's things going on in Tel Aviv and some of the major cities that remind us of what's going on in our country. It's not that everybody's good. I never said that. But they are, as Paul teaches in Romans chapter 11, they are enemies for the gospel's sake, but they're beloved in the Father's sake. What that means is this. I hear people say, well, Pastor Chatfield, they haven't put their faith in Jesus Christ. They're not, they've rejected Jesus. And I would answer, by and large, yes, they have, as have most people. But that's a separate issue. That's a separate issue. And we pray for the people of Israel that they'd be saved, that they'd put their faith in the greatest Jew of all, Jesus Christ. All that said, however, that land is theirs, and we stand beside and with Israel. I have to make that clear because I'm fighting a narrative everywhere, it seems, where especially younger pastors are buying into the replacement theology idea. What that is, Randy, is there's a belief by some that all the promises made to Israel in the Old Testament cannot be interpreted literally, but the church is now the beneficiary of those promises. And when God talks about the land and restoring Israel to the land and bringing a king back someday, that those are all should be taken figuratively. It's not literal. And that the nation of Israel, as it stands right now, is nothing to God. Now, I do not believe that. They are special people. Stand beside them.
I got a text message, Brett Gooding. What was the thing from 1984? The person who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past. I mean, I'm not following. I don't know that quote, Brett, that you're talking about. But Dave Ajima was in Lansing in the state house serving with Rashida Tlaib. And he said, I warned the House and the Senate leaders about radical Islam's goals in our schools and in government. He said they didn't listen. They wouldn't listen. American laws for American courts. Snyder, Jace Bolger, even Meekhoff would not listen. Now Islam has infiltrated all aspects of our schools and government. Sadly, it could have all been prevented. No Muslim can swear to defend our Constitution, only Sharia. If they do, they're lying. It's called taqiyya. It's all outlined in the Quran. All you got to do is read it. So we're going to leave it right there. Final segment of this discussion today. We'll try to get to your text messages, wrap this up. Pastor Chatfield, we'll get your final thoughts on this discussion for today as well. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithin handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Welcome back into the show. I got a clarification text message from Brett Gooding. George Orwell's book, 1984, essentially tying into what you guys are talking about. If you eliminate your history, you tear down the statues, you're controlling the past, which will control the future. I guess that's a quote right from the book.
And, That's true.
I agree with that one. Absolutely. One other point on this discussion today. Do you think the media is going to be forced with reporters on the ground? You know, I laugh at these guys. You know, they're wearing these stupid little helmets and flat jackets, like that's going to protect them from a missile or a rocket coming in. They're reporting on the ground, past Jetfield. They have got to see with their own eyes what's happening, what's going on. Do you think they're going to be forced to actually have to report the truth on this?
Yes. A lot of them are. Let me make this comment about we have history arguments. And a smart Holocaust denier doesn't deny the concentration camps. They minimize it. As well, they'll say something like this. That what happened to the Jewish people of Europe during World War II, it was bad. But it was not 6 million. It was a few hundred thousand, and it was bad. But the Jews were only a few of the people that were mistreated by the Nazis. And so in other words, you can minimize it is the best that you can do. And what they do with, say, the problems of the United States of America, our country, with the way we treated the American Indians, did we mistreat them sometimes? Yes. So they maximize it. They start with something is true, then they blow it out of perspective.
They leverage it.
That's a better way of putting it. They leverage it and make it way bigger than it actually was. We acknowledge, we Americans that love our country, we acknowledge errors with slavery. We acknowledge errors in many instances, the way the American Indians were treated. We acknowledge
absolutely
that.
Absolutely, yes.
But we deny that we were barbarians and imperialists. We still maintain this country was founded on Christian Judeo principles, a land of freedom, that God had his hand on this country from the very beginning, and that this land is especially blessed by God.
Amen.
That's
well, you know,
maintain.
Well, and here's the other point to all of it. As this happens, as this unfolds, and potentially leading to world conflict, how important is it going to be that the United States gets on the right side of this, because you do not want to be on the wrong side of history.
Right, right. And here's another, one more thing.
You talk about that all the time.
Yes. And here's one more thing to say. Don't, listeners, oh, Pastor Chatfield, this is all prophesied in the Bible. We're doomed. It's going to happen. No. It is all this is prophesied in the Bible, true. But we don't know. We got to stay on the right side until our dying breath. Let's keep doing right. Let's preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to people, that Christ died for us, was buried, and rose again from the dead to save us from sin, death, and hell. Let's stay on that. Let's stay on supporting Israel. Let's support what Randy is trying to do all the time, organize people to stand for our Constitution, stand for freedom. And just keep battling. I mean, you know, let's keep, being politically, spiritually engaged, and don't give up.
Don't give up. Keep trucking.
Amen.
Well, you know, and the other point of it, and you preach every Sunday from 11 to noon, and we carry the service as a public service to the community. People challenged me yesterday. I was talking to some business folks, and they questioned me about your commercials that you're paying for. And I said, listen, they're a level one sponsor. Anybody that wants to advertise on the radio station, if they provide us with content and a check, we must air it. We're under FCC rules. And they said, well, why is he talking about abortion? Why is he talking about, you know, sin, death, and hell, that one commercial that you recorded? And I said, because he believes it.
Yeah. Why
okay.
Do you think?
I mean, come on, people, you know, and they say, well, I know some liberal Democrats that are going to want to advertise on your radio station next year for 2024's election. I can't stop it. If they provide me the commercial, they provide us a check, we must run it. That's the way the FCC operates our license. And they're like, well, you need to stop carrying his church services on Sunday. And I'm like, they pay for it. Okay, this is not a situation where the commercials and the service is a public service. We did it. Remember COVID? We did it because people weren't coming to church, and we wanted them to hear what you were saying on Sundays.
Amen.
I mean, you know, people don't understand the attacks. And it's like, you know what? You know what you guys just did? You just motivated me.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you. Because, yeah, you know, give me another box of tracks, okay? I mean, yeah, come exactly. on. Okay, now they're going to be, your tracks are going to be at the Constitution class, the boot camp that we're teaching Robert's Rules of Order in the Michigan Constitution.
Amen.
I'm bringing the tracks with me, and everybody's going to get a copy. And this is just, you guys are motivating me, so just keep it up. Sir, I greatly appreciate good discussion, good history lesson. God pray for this whole situation.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Randy.
Yeah. God bless you, sir. We'll stay strong and have a good service on Sunday.
Amen.
Yeah. We'll let you go. Final hour of today's show. I'm Chuck and Randy. We'll get to some of your text messages. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer. We love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-832.